Thank you. Hi, I'm Nadine, Sex and Love Addict.
Hi, Nadine.
I was not excited about sharing today. Tom asked me, I'm like, I think I've spoken within this last year, and all of the old voices come up of no one wants to hear you again. You have to come up with how to be clever or say something profound, and yet I've been taught that you don't say no when you're asked to speak. So, you know, Tom's response was, if anybody gets any experience, strength, and hope from even one thing, then that's it. And that's my job. That's the 12th step, right? We just share what we know. And so I'm here to do that, and I'm bravely pressed record on my device, and I'm gonna try not to think about it. And I'm also going to imagine, one of the practices I do is to imagine where higher power is with me. And so I'll check in with myself to go, where's higher power? And sometimes higher power feels like it's right here. And sometimes it's in, you know, some place specific in a room where I'm at, and it's helpful. So higher power can hold my recording device and be with me and just help me get to my story connected, what brought me here and what's different about my life. And I was thinking this morning about what I wanted to say, and dating is such a great way to see where I am different, because I get to see the evidence of what this program has done. And I don't know that I would have, there's so many times I feel like I'm not different. I'm just me. I am just as susceptible as going to do all those whatever behaviors that I did before that caused me pain. I'm just as susceptible to do that again today. So what's different? Except that I'm practicing things that I'm being given by my sponsor. You know, I worked a pretty rigorous step work, you know, where we did, I was instructed, work 9 steps before you do a dating plan. And then it's like, okay, wasn't ready, then got excited about being ready to date. And then once we got to step 9, oh yeah, and then do all this other stuff. I'm like, this is so much work just to date. But all of that helps me to get really honest about and really clear about what it is that I'm doing dating, what I'm looking for. And so I'll just start with talking about how currently I'm different in the reality of dating today is the apps. It's so hard to meet somebody in the wild, and I don't like that. But the benefit is, you know, I know, I can't, when you like are walking down the street, you don't know someone's married, they're in an open marriage, they're, you know, what their preferences for sexuality, you don't know that they have kids. So the apps are helpful. Like, okay, you get some, assuming they're telling the truth, you get, you don't live 500 miles away. So this is what I'm doing. And I've been on the apps for a year now. And it's, no, two years? 2 years. It's been awful. I've had very little activity, and I've just been going, higher power, I just want a chance to practice this. Practice, what does it look like to do this? Guys, don't ask me out on even the date. Let's just have a conversation and a date. Maybe you like me, maybe you don't. Can we just get there? And I've had guys on the phone go, how have you not been like snatched up, and how come you haven't waited for someone to ask? And then they won't ask. It's like, okay. So I signed up for this new app, and all of a sudden I have all this activity. So this week I have 2 dates on this last week and 2 coming up. And here's where I'm different. Because before, I would have shown up to this whole dating experience and been like all excited and butterflies and looking forward to texting and thinking a lot and obsessive thoughts and holding this person hostage to meet my need, to help me be something that I wasn't feeling okay with about myself, to make my life exciting, to be entertaining, to tell me I am amazing. And today, thank you, David. Today I know, or I'm coming to believe, that I'm amazing without all of that. That I get to be the voice that says, yeah, you're all that in a bag of chips. So can I just show up being full? And so when I, and then I can spot the love addicts a mile away. Like at the guy I'm going out with today, incessant texting. Oh, sorry, I'm not, you know, I was in a rehearsal and he was trying to text him. Oh, I'm not available to talk right now. I'm available tomorrow if you want to get on the phone and chat. And he proceeds to ask a bunch of questions. So the way I practice it today is don't respond. Don't get mad that they're just doing them. They're just doing them. I get to not respond and set the tone. And then the next day, respond when I want to respond. And really setting the tone is what's helpful, because then I get to let the other person off the hook when they're showing up, however they're showing up. And I get to show up the way that I want to show up. Because I could have. My old self wants to go, yeah, let's text. Let's do all of that. Let's intrigue. And I'll write this whole story about how amazing you are and how I haven't even met you. And until I get here face to face with someone and I can look you in the eyes and see how you treat the wait staff and see how you dress yourself and see how you are looking at other women when you're with me. And, you know, all of these things are great evidence of behavior. So I like setting that tone. Yeah, let's get on the phone. And also, I was talking about this in another meeting, like practicing being light and playful, because I can be really intense in thinking and in my head, and to practice bringing only that playful self to the relationship. And then I'll bring all that nonsense drama junk to y'all. I'll work that out with you. I'll call my sponsor. I will call my fellows. You get the brooding heavy me, and my partner or whoever I'm dating gets the, yeah, let's go play. Let's have fun, because that's what I need help with. And then there's that, not that expectation that that other person is going to, again, fix that part of me that's missing. That's been profound, because I wouldn't have shown up like that. Even just thinking about the stark difference when I came into this program, I dated somebody that lived in Florida and would come at, like, what? This is clearly not somebody who's available. And I didn't know that there was something wrong with that. I didn't know what I didn't know. So now I get to get really clear. How, you know, we live in LA, that, like, how far am I really willing to travel to see someone? I am not. My time is precious. My life is really full. I don't want to drive an hour to see you. Sorry. I want to be able to, like, hey, let's, if we've got quick plans, let's go do something without it being this huge ordeal. That might work for somebody else. It's not going to work for me. And so getting really honest about what, because again, I wanted to make myself super available to, it's that scarcity mentality. There's not enough people out there. There's not enough anything out there. I've got to be all of that and available so that I can, you know, adjust myself and desperately get the thing that I'm missing. And I'm grateful that I can go, I'm trusting that higher power, if that person's not within my 22-mile radius, it's random. I like 22. That they're like, okay, you're not for me. If they have kids that are under 12, okay, you're not for me. Because I want to play. I don't want to be a mama anymore. I'm over that stage. I am so glad my kids are older and they just are fun to be with now. And I don't have to parent. So I don't want to be a part of that. So I get, again, all of the dating plan, all of the waiting helped me get all of this clarity about what works for me. And I get to hold it loosely. Like the date today, the guy was a little pressuring to do something more than just coffee or something light. And my sponsor's like, just then go for lunch and you'll see. You know, it's not black and white. I get to try things out. I get to go, oh, how'd that work out? Oh, you know what? I got obsessive. Or, oh, I got really excited. Or if I go for a drink with someone on a first date and it's dark and mysterious and I, you know, have a little buzz that, oh, yeah, that's where your addict shows up. So all of it, thanks, David, is an experiment. I spent this whole thing talking about dating. Who thought? But that's what's different about me today. By working the steps, by realizing that coming into these rooms, coming into the 12-step world, has been learning how to have a relationship with myself. Learning that the thing I was missing, that empty thing, was relationship with self and relationship with higher power. That's what's been missing. And I thought I had a relationship with higher power, but I had a fantasy relationship with higher power. I wanted to be higher power. I wanted to tell higher power what to do because I knew best. And getting out of that, I mean, that's weird to think about fantasy and higher power, but it's the story I wrote. And stories just, I love story. I love fantasy. My kids and I were watching Lord of the Rings last night. I'm like, oh, I love it. Just love getting wrapped up in the, and getting lost in something that's magical. But, you know, the reality of higher power is, it can be magical in a different way. It can be like, oh, you're protecting me from that person that they're not available. Oh, you are, you know, magically working out for me what I can't. You are inviting me divinely to speak today. So I get to practice being authentic and feeling where my feet are today and noticing the journey that I've been on and being able to be in a room of brothers and sisters and go, we have all different stories and yet we are all here practicing together. It's remarkable. Story. So also something that I was sharing with a sponsee yesterday. You know, it's like the story is the thing that I tell myself. So when I get triggered by something, some other person or event, it would be completely neutral unless I was triggered by it. So the trigger is, and I think I said this the last time I shared, the trigger's the resource. The trigger is the place where I get to go, oh, I'm bugged because I have a story written about that thing. It's my story. I get to own it. And I get to decide if I'm willing to let go of that story and see what else is there. What else do you want to show me, higher power, about this thing? Where am I participating in my own suffering? You know, those 12 questions kill me every time. You know, am I doing behavior that's causing me pain? Am I participating in my own suffering? And when I've had enough of it, when I've had enough pain, that's when I'm willing to listen to the other things that might be out there. Listen to what you all have to say. Listen to what higher power is inviting me to. I'm stubborn. It takes pain for me to shift out of my own thinking. Is that two left? So, what else do I want to share with you? So, I am going to keep the focus on myself as I go back out into the dating world, and I'm going to come report back to you next week about the lovely people I got to practice with. Because the goal is not for me to, it's hard for me to say this, I almost don't believe it. The goal is not for me to meet somebody that is going to be my person. The goal is for me to have somebody that's going to be my sandpaper. And that sandpaper is going to be the thing that rubs against my hard edges and hurts, frankly, because it's in those intimate relationships where I'm most triggered. And it's in those places, those intimate relationships, where I get to practice softening those edges and going, oh, I get to get witness that I have really big feelings about this thing. And that was actually something that occurred to me. The power of this program is in getting witnessed. It's in getting honest with someone else, letting somebody else in on your story and on the story that you tell yourself, and not being afraid or, you know, just having courage to open your mouth and say what's really going on, and having other people nod and go, oh, right, it's okay. It's okay to be where you're at today. And there's nowhere else you need to be, because today matters because it helps us get to whatever is next. And so thank you for holding space for me to share my story a little bit, and take what you like, leave the rest. Mm-hmm. I'll end it there. Thanks. Mm-hmm.